You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the 12th floor in 50 Penn Place, the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK, I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G., and welcome to the Monday episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. This is being recorded on the 20th of August. At 3:24 p.m., and that would be Central Daylight Time. So whenever you are listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, since we are an on-demand service, I'd like to thank you very much for making us a part of your day. And coming up on this podcast, this should be a fun one. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Hamidou Diallo got together for a little fun in Houston. And where I'm going to take that is talking about getting personalities on the same page and just how difficult that is to do when you are a coach, when you are a GM, and where that falls in the evaluation process. Just what is it that makes things so difficult to evaluate personalities? How much time do you have to put into it? All that's coming up in segment number one. Segment number two, I'll give you my half-ass review of Mr. Thunder. I saw a little bit of that on the weekend during Thunder Team Day on the NBA Network, and we'll also talk about some of the other stuff that NBA TV was showing Thunder-related. Then finally, Jimmy Butler and Gabrielle Union have given us all a lesson, and Carmelo Anthony speaks for us all on social media. That's today's Locked On Thunder. I am Eric G. I am a contributor to 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK here in Oklahoma City. I've covered the Thunder for 5 years. I'm lucky enough to be a credentialed member of the media and get to go to things like shoot around and practice. And I try and bring all that to you via the Locked On Thunder website at LockedOnThunder.com. And if you like what you hear, I would ask that you go to that website, listen to some of our archive podcasts, and support the Locked On Podcast Network via LockedOnSports.com, also Apple iTunes, Alexa, Google, and Spotify. So thank you very much for listening. I want to talk about personalities here for a second, because Russell Westbrook and James Harden had the opportunity to hang out and play a little ball together over the weekend in Houston. Hamidou Diallo played. There were also a lot of other NBA players that were pitching in and having a lot of fun this weekend. And you can see video of this on the internet. There's a great alley-oop from James Harden, who is just beyond half court and hits Russell Westbrook. And I started thinking about how we're never going to see the big three play together again with Harden, Westbrook, and Kevin Durant. And I started thinking about personalities. And we always like to say, especially me, that the biggest job that an NBA coach has is to be somebody who controls personalities and figures out a way to get them to mesh. I guess control is not really the right word. Managing personalities is a better way to do it. But that has to start at the top. Sam Presti has to do that. I don't know how much involvement a guy like Clay Bennett has, but certainly there are other members of the front office for the Oklahoma City Thunder who, when you are talking about bringing players into the fold, especially draft picks, you have to do all these very thorough evaluations of what a guy is. And even then, even when you give all the tests and you have these long interviews and you ask these very invasive questions the way that they do in the NFL, a lot of times you're going to miss. You're not going to get a guy right, and you're going to be off on what his personality is. So it just ultimately ends up falling flat. He doesn't fit in with the team. And if you're really unlucky, he can rip a locker room apart. So it's a very delicate process. Most of the time, hopefully, if it's a guy like Reggie Jackson, you can trade them and the other personalities in the locker room are strong enough to overcome whatever issues he's bringing in, like Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were. But there are some other times where you just can't do that. You cannot deal with a dude and he just figures out a way to splinter the locker room, guys pick sides, and then all of a sudden you're screwed. And your season just goes completely up in flames. This is where I really admire Sam Presti. And I admire Billy Donovan. And I start to think about what they have to deal with every single day, especially when guys start to get better and start feeling themselves and realizing that they can contribute at a very high level to an NBA team. And also when it comes together for guys that what they're doing for a particular organization isn't going to be enough for them. Because maybe they're asked to come off the bench, or maybe they're asked to be a role player, and ultimately they can be a star. Like James Harden, when it came to his time with the Oklahoma City Thunder, he had realized that he could run a team by himself. And even though he may have been happy to be coming off the bench and being that sixth man and playing second fiddle to Russ at the one, eventually that was going to wear on him. And the Thunder were going to be forced into making a decision to get rid of either James Harden or Russell Westbrook. And they just decided to do it sooner rather than later. And even though there's that easy thing to pick apart with Sam Presti and everybody else of the Oklahoma City Thunder, where you could say, well, you kept them all, maybe you would have won a championship. Yeah, you kept them all, and maybe these guys would have been at each other's throats. And I even think about when you bring a guy like Carmelo Anthony in, you can do all your due diligence. You can talk to former players. You can talk to guys currently on the roster. You can talk to the people in New York, the guys that cover him. I mean, there is no shortage of resources, especially when a guy's been in the league long enough, like Carmelo Anthony, where you can get to the bottom of what exactly this guy's personality is. You can definitely do that. But to get it right and to know how that guy is going to mesh with all the guys you currently have in the locker room is still a big-time crapshoot. And for Carmelo Anthony, at least the meshing of it worked out for Oklahoma City, even if the on-the-court issues didn't. But I envy these guys, Billy Donovan, Sam Presti, because once you get them all together in a room, you've got to get them on the same page. If they don't like each other, you know you're going to run into problems. So how do you avoid those problems? And if some guy just really does not want to do what you're asking him, how do you decide to make that tough decision about whether or not you're going to trade him or whether or not you're going to be able to go to all the other guys that happen to be on the organization and ask them, hey, can you deal with this? Can you deal with having to play a different role so we can make this guy happy and it doesn't tear apart the team and we can maybe make it till the end of the year and then we can figure out something to do with him? Such a hard task. And it may be the hardest thing. In fact, I won't say maybe. I'll say it is the hardest thing any GM or coach will ever have to deal with during their time in the NBA. And Phil Jackson is a guy we like to give a really hard time to. And I'm one of those guys. I give a hard time to Phil Jackson and criticize him and always like to throw out, yeah, but Phil never built it from the ground up. Phil was always handed the keys once these guys were in place and ready to go. And he was just able to take them to the next level. Well, let's not sell Phil Jackson short. There's a reason that this guy has multiple championships. And one of those reasons is because he knows how to make Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan work with everyone else. Or more importantly, he knows how to get everyone to work around him. And even if you don't consider him the world's greatest X's and O's coach, and you think that he relied too much on Tex Winter to help build that triangle offense, what he did managing those personalities is nothing short of a miracle, and Phil Jackson deserves every accolade he can possibly get, at least for that part of his career. Maybe he's not the greatest GM, maybe he's not the best evaluator of talent and how to bring guys in, but certainly once he's in the locker room, he knows how to punch all the right buttons. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next, I'll give you my review of Mr. Thunder and maybe some things that we didn't know about Nick Collison. I'll tell you what those are next on the Locked On Thunder podcast. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Eric G., and as far as I know, we're the only five-day-a-week Thunder podcast that's out there. And thank you very much for your support in building this and making this a lot of fun. Hey, support all the other podcasts that we have on the Locked On Podcast Network by going to iTunes, Spotify, the Locked On Sports website at lockedonsports.com. It's a great thing. It's local experts on the biggest stories. Rate all of them five stars. Give these guys some love. Locked On Lakers really kicking some butt. Got some big-time love for those guys. Just the listens on that is incredible. And what you have built here has been great. And I cannot thank you enough for supporting this podcast. Mr. Thunder was on the NBA Network this weekend. And yeah, I know I could have watched it on the Oklahoma City Thunder's website. I could have gone to the premiere here in Oklahoma City, but I waited to watch at least a little bit of it in the comfort of my own home. And my review of Mr. Thunder is simply, it's pretty much what I expected from an Oklahoma City Thunder production, especially when you're talking about Nick Collison. It wasn't going to show him in a bad light. You weren't going to get any dirt on anybody in Oklahoma City. What you learned was a little bit more about the pregame routine between Nick Collison and Russell Westbrook and some of his teammates, the route that Nick Collison takes from his home to Chesapeake Energy Arena, and really maybe the most fascinating stuff on what I saw of it, because I didn't end up completing it, and I'll try and finish that tonight once I get back from Norman, is just his being recruited as a high school basketball player. And Iowa State was really interested in him, and it was Rafe LaFrentz, who he had struck up a friendship with, and Rafe LaFrentz got people in Kansas interested in Nick Collison, and that's ultimately how he ended up at KU and had an opportunity to play for a national championship and really becoming one of the greatest college basketball players I have ever seen. And that's no BS. For what Nick Collison was or wasn't in the NBA, he was a hell of a college basketball player, and it still takes something to get a guy like Dick Vitale to give you a standing ovation during a broadcast. But other than that, I mean, you know what you're going to get out of it. And when it comes to the Thunder, what we really have to wait on is either ESPN doing a 30 for 30 or somebody else doing a documentary. And I think more than anything, enough time removed for Russell Westbrook. Because Kevin's willing to talk. Kevin will give his side of the story. Kendrick Perkins would give his side of the story. All the key players that were around, Serge Ibaka, Nick Collison, are going to be more than willing to talk once that time comes to put a camera in front of their face and discuss how the Oklahoma City Thunder were built and what ultimately led to Kevin Durant's leaving and where everybody ended up after that. It's Russell Westbrook. That's going to be the guy that has to bring it forward and has to tell his side of the story. And really, he's the central figure in all this, because everybody looks to Russ, at least everybody outside of Oklahoma City looks to Russ as the reason that Kevin left. So what is Russ' side? Is he willing to share? Is he willing to get personal and talk about how things were with him and Kevin Durant? Then and only then can we get the story. And I'm not sure that we'll get it on camera. I keep thinking that it's going to come out in a book. And as much as I would like to write that book, I get the feeling that Royce Young will be able to spill the beans some here shortly. Also on NBA TV, the NBA TV. Also this weekend on NBA TV. Oh, they had to show Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. And I say that so begrudgingly. It just ticks me off to even remotely mention it. I have it on DVR. I will probably go back and watch it at a certain time. But as my wife were sitting down watching one of the airings of Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, we went right to it. We went to the low-hanging fruit about Kevin Durant, and ultimately, we knew that he was going to leave a few weeks later, and the Thunder were up 3-1, and it's still heartbreaking. I don't know that I will be able to watch it. I'm going to try. But it's sort of like being the Yankee fan. I can't watch Game 3 of the 2004 ALCS when the Yankees go up 3-0 after just obliterating the Red Sox that night, because I know what happens the next 4 games after it. And my heart is just too fragile as a sports fan to put myself through that pain again. I don't know if you go through that, but that's still that wound with Oklahoma City and GSW is going to be raw for quite some time. And you can tell me to get over it all I want. I've tried. I've really tried. I've tried booze. I've tried sleeping. I've had my kids slap me in the face, and nothing happens to end that pain. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. Coming up next here on LOT, what Jimmy Butler and Gabrielle Union have taught us all, and why Carmelo Anthony should really be everybody's spokesperson on social media. If you like Locked On Thunder, and maybe this is the first time you've heard the podcast, I'm going to ask that you go to LockedOnThunder.com. Check out everything else that's archived with LOT. I'm also going to ask you to support all the other podcasts that is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Do so on iTunes, Spotify, Alexa. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Locked On Seahawks, and she'll play Locked On Seahawks for you. Google will do the same thing. Hey, Google, play Locked On Nationals. And if we have a Locked On Nationals, you'll get a chance to hear it. And we've got college podcasts coming. It's all fantastic. It's just a great network to be a part of, and we thank you so much for your support. It's the Locked On Podcast Network. Rule of thumb. Never compliment another man's wife. If you don't want to start a fight, I don't care how good the lady looks. I don't care if she's in a bikini. I don't care if she's in a dress. I don't care if you see her in her lingerie or buck naked, just hanging out on the street somewhere. Never, under any circumstances, compliment another man's wife, because you're ultimately just asking for a fight. Witness what's going on with Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade. Gabrielle Union posted a picture on Instagram. Jimmy Butler commented on it, and now Dwayne Wade is pissed. And I don't even know if these two have worked it out. I don't even know if these guys really know each other all that well. I just know that it's getting a lot of talk. And it's a very valuable lesson as a dude. You got to be careful with that stuff, because you never know how jealous other guys are, and you never know how flirtatious that woman is, and you just don't want to get yourself into the middle of a situation that you never had any intention of getting out of hand. And even if you had intention of it getting out of hand, there's always somebody single that you could go find that I'm sure would take your compliments. When it comes to Gabrielle Union, though, because we cannot take her out of the criticism here, when a lady's going to post a bikini picture of her on Instagram, she's doing it for compliments. Anytime we post anything on social media, and this isn't just about Gabrielle Union, we're wanting compliments, posting stuff about our kids, posting stuff about ourselves and our accomplishments and everything else. We want people to hit the like button. We want people to tell us how great we are. That's social media, and it's eventually going to be the ruin of this world, and it may already be the ruin of Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade's relationship. Maybe not. That's probably going a little bit too far, but at least Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade probably aren't going to be on speaking terms anytime soon. But you can't tell me that Gabrielle Union put that picture up there so people would just avoid it and people would talk about how smart she is. No, she wanted everyone to talk about how good-looking she is. And if she gets those compliments from men, trust me, she's not turning them down. Finally, Carmelo Anthony should speak for the world on social media. There was a post put up, I think it was by like a Rocket fan site, that asked, do you want Carmelo Anthony or LeBron James? Which would you rather have right now? And some guy called Carmelo old and crusty. Carmelo's response, 2 words, F you. I've never said that on social media. I have wanted to at times, at my critics, but I've kept it under control. And I'll admit, I'm a little shamed about something that happened, or ashamed about something that happened a couple of weeks ago when a guy asked, does anyone listen to you? And I popped off. I'm like, no, all the numbers on LOT are absolutely fake, and kind of threw somebody else into the mix that didn't deserve to be there. But eventually you're going to catch a person on a bad day and they're going to snap, and their Carmelo Anthony is saying what so many of us have wanted to say to all our critics on social media. And I'm not talking about guys like me. I'm sure you've wanted to say it, but held your tongue. Maybe there's hope for Carmelo Anthony yet, where when you want to snap back at somebody on social media, you just ask Carmelo Anthony to write the reply. And I'm sure he'll be more than willing to do that for you. And I'm sure he will make it short, sweet, and that person will feel shame. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. We will be back tomorrow. Remember, go to LockedOnSports.com for all our podcasts. Remember, as always, everybody love everybody, and peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.